right. As I said going into the news, I didn't know if I was going to do it. I was fighting with myself, so I didn't really need to do it. But I'm going to do it anyway. Your morning team show at 7:41 on WSGW. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Thanks for listening on 100.5 and 790. Thanks for listening through Alexa and Siri. Thanks for listening through WSGW.com. That listening that's made through the sponsorship of Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Online poll, we'll do that for you coming up, but... All right, something that was going on from last hour here on the Morning Team Show.
Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go...
Apologize for wasting your time this morning, by the way.
I hear your voice...
I just couldn't let it go. I'm sorry. I could not let it go.
I think I've heard more Richard Marx the last couple months thanks to this show than I have in the last 30 years.
Enough to last you for the rest. Nothing against Richard Marx.
To each their own.
This is his music.
Not in my playlist. But anyway, yes.
Okay, so last hour, and we actually have a podcast segment up last hour. If you go to the Morning Team page, WSW.com, scroll down, find the Morning Team box, look for today's date, September 1st, 2021. We thought it was interesting that we heard the passing of the mother of Richard Marx, the singer, 85 years old, Ruth Marx. And there was a reference talking about how she was musically talented and actually had sung in a number of commercials, one of them very famous, singing the Chicken of the Sea
right
commercial, you know, Ask Any Mermaid. And we thought that was kind of interesting because we didn't know that. And she's singing some other very famous commercials, too. And her husband, Dick Marx, was a famous writer and composer of music that did a lot of commercial work.
Yeah.
And even did the soundtrack for League of His Own.
Yeah, composed some of the music.
Yeah.
For a League of Their Own, yeah.
And we're just like fascinated. How do we not know that? I mean, for all the talent that Richard Marx has shown and the attention he has received in the music industry, you think at some point it would say because of his parents or he grew up with it or mm-hmm. he has this connection. But no, we had no clue. So I was going to let it go. But, of course, I couldn't. I just can't. I'm sorry. So I did what anyone would do to try and find out what's going on with Richard Marx and maybe his family connections. Went to the very resourceful and always accurate Wikipedia. And on his page, now I know why, that his parents don't get any recognition. Because there's nothing on his own Wikipedia page that even gives his parents any kind of recognition for what they have done in his life. Here is his reference on his Wikipedia page. Marx was born in Chicago, the only child of Ruth, a former singer, and Dick Marx, a jazz musician and founder of a jingle company in the early 1960s. That's it.
That's it.
Well, there's another line that says he began his career in music at the age of 5, singing commercial jingles written by his father's company. Its list of advertising includes Arm & Hammer, Kenall Ration, and Nestle's Crunch. And that's it.
That's it.
His mother singing one of the most famous jingles of all time, another jingle. His father composing, including the music for a great movie.
Do they have...
Nothing.
Can you link... Is there a link to them?
To Dick Marx, but not to Richard... Not to his mom.
Not to his mom.
And the link to Dick Marx was not much.
Yeah.
Just he was an American jazz pianist and arranger. He composed for film, television, commercials.
Well,
that's it.
That's the Reader's Digest version of Wikipedia. If you want to... No more. You have to go to an encyclopedia.
Who does that anymore?
Nobody.
So now we know that's why he doesn't even give his own shout out to his heritage. So why should anybody else?
Yeah.
Richard Marx, I am disappointed. We never play your music again. Especially since Pat pointed out in the last, whatever reason why, we played more of his music than ever has been played before. Okay. Like I said, I'm sorry I wasted your time. I should have let it go. I was debating with myself, and I couldn't.
I can sleep well later on tonight.
I know it. Go home. Hey, when you see Dr. Heather tonight, say, hey, guess what I learned at work today.
That's right.
Well, at least there was an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Limited.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
Not, you know, my musical career was based on the fact that my parents were so musically inclined themselves.
Mm-hmm.